Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I talk about how even the most insignificant of creation is valuable to our God. A little bird in our backyard was snatched by a neighbor cat, and I went out to rescue the bird, who I thought was dead. And then we remembered the scripture in Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and not a single one of them falls to the ground without your Father knowing? And after that, the bloody little bird flew right out of Darren's hand. Darren prays for a protection for a granddaughter who fears her stepfather and assures the grandmother that every one of the angels is a ministering spirit sent out to render service to those who inherit salvation. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened to the revelation of God in your life as you listen to this program.
Well, praise God. We're glad that you're with us today. And I'll tell you, Jesus is Lord. And I love these days when I can kind of smell a little fall in the air. And God is doing enormous things for us here in this show called Darren in Denver. And if you have time, write to us. In fact, take time, write to us. Let me give you our address. It's Darren in Denver, Box 37367, Denver, Colorado, zip code 80237. Now, when you write, Barbara and I take your prayer requests and we go for it. We really ask Him to help us and direct us and to guide us, and He'll do that. And I'll tell you, Jesus is Lord in every situation that you allow Him to be Lord in. And we're just seeing God do some marvelous things with our friends and our listeners. And we see that in your letters. We hear it in your phone calls. We hear it in class. And I want to tell you, Jesus just is Lord. You got to let Him into your situations. He knows exactly what He's doing. So it's area code 303-631-2800. And you give us a call, and we just really like to pray for you. I'll tell you, yesterday we had a situation. In fact, I'll just share this with you, or maybe it was the day before. I came home. I'd been up to the post office, and I came back, and Barbara was out a couple doors away from our house, and she was after this cat that had really attacked a bird. I happen to love birds, and she'd attacked this bird, and I don't mean Barbara had, but this cat had. And Barb, you can speak into that microphone there.
It's working, even though I don't have headphones.
Yeah,
okay.
It's working.
All right.
And I'll tell you. This bird had a wounded wing, and I picked this bird up. And Barbara said, I wonder, even if you prayed for this thing, if God would heal this bird. Well, the bird had a pretty severe injury. And I carried it across the yard, and I thought, I looked at it as best I could in my hand, and I put it down on the grass. And it was only there about 2 seconds, and that little bird jumped up and flew across the fence and went away. What do you think of that story, Barb? What do you think happened there?
Well, I tell it better.
Okay. Well, we'll start over. All right, Barbara, you tell the story.
Please excuse. I don't have headphones, so I feel kind of out of it this morning. But I was doing the chorus sheet for Tuesday night radio, for Tuesday night class, and I heard a thud on our window that leads to the patio, and we had already found three birds dead in our backyard, and I think, Darren, you were wondering if it was a big black bird that had attacked it or something, and I was thinking it was probably a cat. So when I heard this thud on the window, I went running downstairs, and here was blood on the little park bench and feathers. I mean, the feathers were kind of actually glued to the park bench, so you knew that there was a profound pressure applied to this little bird. And that's when I'd start getting emotional. And so I raced outside
you
and around the corner.
You do tell the story better than I do. I leave out the details.
Yeah, you do. But that's a choleric personality. You know? And so I went around the corner of the lilac bush that's at our house. And there was this cat munching on this bird. And I just got so overwhelmed with anger. And so I threw some rocks at the cat to get it away from the bird. And I wanted to catch the little bird in my hand and just comfort it because there was blood all over. And I knew probably it was going to die. And so the little bird just kind of crawled to the corner of the fence and just lay there. And that's, I think, when you... Oh, well, no. I went out looking for the cat then, and that's when you came home. You saw me going up and down the sidewalk looking for this cat, and I found the cat. And I said to him, straight in his face, I said, "Your number is up." You're going to get it. And so when you came in, that's when you went and you got the little bird. And you said, you told me, go into the house. You know how a melancholy reacts. And you said, just come and go into the house. And so I knew you were either going to have to destroy the little bird or something.
Well, then you'd be
I
mad
was
at
praying
me.
In the spirit. I said, "Lord, you know, you see each sparrow fall, but this is a little wren, Lord. You've got to heal this wren." And that's when you said, it just flew right out of your hand.
No, actually. I put it down on the grass.
Oh, you put it out on the grass. Okay.
And I'll tell you, that little bird wasn't there 2 seconds. It jumped up and flew away. Now, I don't know how much healing took place there or what all went on, but I'll tell you, Jesus knows, and he does those things for us, little miracles like that. And I just want to assure you that Jesus is Lord, and he can handle those traumatic situations. I mean, he really can do that for us if we trust him. And so I want to just encourage you that... God can do these little things, and it might be a little thing, it might be just a little bird, but God knows, and God cares, and God wants to solve those things for us if we'll just give him a chance. So our number here again is area code 303-631-2800. We'd like to hear from you. Maybe you have something you say, "Well, that's so small a thing." Well, maybe it's not. You know, when Jesus said that there... that he cares about even the sparrows and not a sparrow falls. In this case, it was a wren. And Barbara seems to think they're more important than sparrows.
Yes.
But, you know, when those little things happen, they're such big things to us emotionally. And I watched the other morning, matter of fact, another little bird story for you. And I shared this, and some of you didn't hear it, but I think it bears repeating. I went outside, and I found a bird that was dead on the patio. In fact, it happened to be a sparrow. And so I picked it up. And I thought, well, I'll just take care of this little bird, and I don't want him on the patio here. And there was such a presence of the Lord, and he reminded me, you know, this sparrow fell, it died right here on your patio, but I was here and I knew about it. Mm-hmm. And I went out and picked up that little sparrow, and yes, he was dead. He's over on his side, his eyes were closed, he wasn't moving at all, and he was dead. But Jesus said, you remember the scripture where I said, not even a sparrow falls mm-hmm. without me noticing that. Mm-hmm. Now we say, well, sparrows, we can get along without all the sparrows in the earth. Well, maybe not, because they do eat bugs and that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's important to us when we remember that even the little, tiny, insignificant things mean something to the Lord.
That's right. They
and he
do.
Knows about every little thing in our life.
Amen.
We've got Donna with us. Let's take her call. How you doing, Donna?
Just fine.
I can hear your bird.
Oh, yes. Oh, I found a couple dead little birds, too, and wondered, and I think maybe a crow got them in my yard, and I felt badly. But my question, you were talking yesterday about tithing, and how do you tithe on Social Security?
Well, I tell you, I would take income, no matter what source it comes from, whether it's Social Security or an hourly wage. That's income coming into your household.
Mm-hmm.
It's an income that God has provided, whether it's through a governmental retirement deal, which Social Security really is, in at least in one sense, or whether it's money that you earned working at a store or in an office. I would tithe on that.
Uh-huh. And how much? 10% also?
I would tithe 10%. Right.
Okay. Well, I have been tithing on mine, but I did half.
Okay.
And so I didn't know if that was the way it should be or not.
Well, let me ask you a question. If God's word is true, and he says, if you bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, I'll open up the windows of heaven and bless your socks off.
Okay.
He says, I'll bless you with so much you'd just be overwhelmed, you'd be amazed.
Okie dokie. Well, that's what I've been doing, and I just heard you talking on tithing.
Right.
And that had been a question.
Well, let me say this to you, Donna. If you have a chance to plant a full garden, why would you plant just half a garden?
I guess you wouldn't.
Okay. By the way, I missed you Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just want you to know that.
Yes, I had to put Laren on a plane. And
oh, that was tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was really tough.
Would you mind if I'd read her poetry over the air?
Oh, Darren, the first thing when I called and asked her yesterday if she was, you know, had arrived there fine, she said, did they say something about my poem at the meeting? And I said, oh, honey, I just couldn't go. I just sat and was so sad, you know, and I couldn't help it.
She's a wonderful little, well, I shouldn't say little girl. She's a fine young lady, and she has some talent there for writing.
Isn't it? Oh, Darren, she had a book here, and she sat, and she wrote, and she wrote, and she wrote. But I dumped some trash yesterday. Keep her in prayer.
I'll do it.
A torn sheet fell on the floor, and she's afraid of her stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote at the bottom, I'm hurting so bad. And this was after she had gone. So please keep her in prayer.
Well, we'll do that. Why don't we pray for her right now?
Thank you, dear.
Father, we lift up Laren right now. And we just don't know the circumstances some of these kids live in. Lord, I pray protection over her and understanding in her stepfather's heart and in her heart and in her mother's heart. And Father God, let this girl know that she's of great value in the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray and ask that you would send a spirit-filled, spirit-led believer across her path to minister to her. Father God, in the fulfillment of her grandmother's belief and prayers, thank you for hearing this prayer and answering it, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks a million, guys.
Okay. We love you.
I love you guys, too. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well,
I tell
you,
same-o.
God would bring some nice person into your life.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat?
Oh, he would.
I've been going around here. Fall fear, fall oppression.
There you go. There you go. Well, stay in the Word.
I will.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Proud
Bye-bye.
Of you.
Uh-huh. Love
Bye-bye.
You, too.
You know, it's tough for these grandparents, Barbara. Mm-hmm. Really, really
it
tough.
Sure is. When you've got to kind of stand off to the side now.
They're halfway around the
you
world.
You don't have direct responsibility for these children, and you have to kind of look out from beyond.
Man.
It's
yes.
Yeah, we understand.
But God can fill the distance.
Absolutely.
God can send the angels.
Absolutely.
And parents, grandparents, friends, look at Hebrews 1:14. It says, speaking about the angels, are they not all, meaning every one of them, ministering spirits sent out to perform service for those that inherit salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means for this grandmother named Donna.
Mm-hmm.
That means for us. We have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
We have friends. We have children. We have people we care about.
That's right.
And frequently we just say, angels of God, we want you to go out and perform service of protection or ministry. Minister to them, Father. Bring them a great thirst for righteousness.
That's right.
Bring them healing. Bring them a word of healing. Bring them a word of faith, a word of encouragement. And they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe.
Amen. They sure do.
Amen. Amen. Are you hearing okay? You got new headsets? Partially?
It's like I'm in a barrel, but
well,
that's
you're okay.
You're
right. Here's our number, folks. Area code 303-631-2800. We'd like to hear from you.
Donna was talking about just giving an offering. You know, what do you do when you get things from the government? Or what do you do when you get these checks? Even child support checks. What do you do with them? Well, are they income for you? Yes, they are. It's money that has come in to help you sustain your life or your children's life or whatever you're going through. That is income.
Right.
Income. It's coming into you. And I think back of Genesis 4, Darren, where Abel and Cain had their offering to God. And it's not that they didn't give offering. They gave offering. They both gave offerings. Now here we see that in the course of time, Cain brought an offering. An offering. It says he just brought an offering to God. And I remember listening to a Jesse Duplantis tape about how he sat next to this man. This man put a dollar in the offering plate. Jesse says, take that back. You have more to give him than a dollar. And, you know, the man says, how did you know God spoke to me? And Jesse said, he knew the man had more than a dollar to give to God. And he is so funny. But Cain brought an offering. And here it says Abel brought the firstling of his flock. He brought the very best of his offering, and God really took regard for Abel. Yes.
And you know, Barb, it's not a sacrifice. It's a seed.
That's right.
We
it's a
understand
seed.
The seed. And Father, I just
it's
say
your
today,
seed.
You're teaching our
Thank
friends
you,
a seed
Jesus.
Concept. That seed is going to multiply
yes.
back to
Increase.
The sower.
Yes.
Amen. Let's take a call from Janet. How are you, Janet?
I'm fine. I heard your little story about the birds, and I have a little something to tell you. But may I turn my radio down?
Sure.
Could you hold just
yes,
a moment?
Yes, please do that. I appreciate your consideration when you call, folks. You'll get great feedback if you don't turn that radio down. All right, Janet, are you back with us? Radio must have been in the backyard.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet.
I live in an apartment, and I have a patio. And I have flowers on my patio. And in the rafters up above, there was a big knot hole that someone had knocked out. And there was a family of birds up there. And they were making a mess on my patio. And so when I thought that the little birds were gone, I stuffed it up so they couldn't get back in. And later the parent birds came back and couldn't get in. And I was so convicted, I could not sleep that night because I knew that God had made that little nest for them up there, provided for them. And I just could not sleep. I got up the next morning, and I got a rod and took everything out of there. And I have the birds back, and I have the mess back. But when I see
right.
them, I thank the Lord.
Yeah, we've got the mess, too, but isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Oh, they are. They're precious, and they just chirp, and sometimes yes. they fight, but they just chirp, and they enjoy the seed, and they get real big and fat, and it's
yes.
just so cute.
Well, we have beautiful trees all around, and when I did that, I thought, well, they can find a place because there's plenty of trees. But, you know, when I was so convicted, I thought, you know, God prepared that place for a reason. So anyway, I just praise God for
well, that's precious.
His wonderful care and
yes.
love. And,
yes.
and I appreciate you people.
Well, thank you.
Praise
God
the
bless
Lord.
You.
Well, you know, we can learn a lot by watching nature. You know, we don't worship nature, but
right.
God gives it to us as an example of his love and care and concern. And,
right.
You know, I'll tell you, if we didn't have the birds, the bugs would eat us up.
Right. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it
well,
really is.
That taught me a lesson.
Oh,
well, praise God for your
you.
Tenderness.
Yes. And a tender heart.
Well, thank you.
Well, God bless you, Janet.
God
Thanks for your
you.
Phone call.
Okay.
You know, there's a scripture, Barbara, that says, and this isn't the exact same thing, but God says, I desire compassion rather than sacrifice.
Yes.
And God loves a compassionate heart. And some people are so hardened, you know, they think, what are you doing talking about birds? You know, in fact, I remember the story. A little boy called me one time when I was on the air several years ago, and I've shared this story, but it still touches my heart. He called up and says, Brother Darren, can you pray for my dog? Well, immediately the devil jumps on me and says, what are you doing praying for a stupid dog when the people out there with cancer and all
well,
kinds
dogs
of problems?
Well, dogs are different than birds.
I know that.
Okay.
But,
just so we have that.
But I said, you know, yeah, I can pray for your dog. And what's wrong? And he said, my dog has a problem with his eye. And so I said, okay, I'll pray. And it was a challenge to pray. But the little boy's faith was so strong. And I'm sure this dog got marvelously healed because of my agreement with the little boy's faith. I didn't have a whole lot of faith, but I was on the spot, so I prayed for him. You know, later on, the story was told me that an ophthalmologist looked at that dog and said, there's no way this dog's eyes are totally white. It can never see again. But you know, God healed that dog. He healed that dog's eyes based on that little boy's faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we get too high church and highfalutin. We need to pray for some of these little things mm-hmm. that matter, maybe to the kids and maybe to people, maybe whatever. But we need not to be so hard that we can't pray. And I believe when we just trust God, and he says all things are possible to him who believes. You know, there was a little bird. You know, I don't know what God did to that little bird to make him fly. You know, I don't understand birds. I didn't study birds in college. But God did something for that little bird, and he jumped up and flew off.
Absolutely.
And if you took the circumstances, and part of the story I didn't tell you, I had blood all over my hand. That little bird was in trouble.
Yes.
But God touched that little bird.
Yes.
And God cares, and I think the point of our sharing here is God cares about those little tiny things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to trust him with that because he wants to be that involved with us.
Absolutely does.
And you know, if you have a child running around the house, a little one, and they have an owie, they fall down, they scuff the hide on their knee or their elbows or their hands, or they just get some little tiny thing, and they come to you, and they're holding their hand up there, and you have to strain your eyes to see what they're talking about. But it's a big concern to them. Mm-hmm. You don't say, oh, get away from here, you know, that didn't, you know. Now, you might say that later on if they keep pulling your chain. But at first, you're going to be pretty compassionate.
Oh, you're going to kiss that owie and do
yes.
all kinds
oh,
of...
Oh, you're going to make a big deal over it.
Get a big Band-Aid.
Right. Amen. And you're going to treat that. And it's really not the injury. It's the heart of the child you care about. And you want to make sure you don't wound their heart while you're trying
That's
to
right.
get their hand healed.
That's right.
You have a scripture there, I can tell by looking at you, Barb.
Well, I was still here on Cain and Abel.
Okay, go for it.
And how the Lord had regard for Abel because he gave his very best. He gave the firstling of the flock. But Cain became very angry because God did not regard his offering. Because he just brought just some little old thing. You know, he might have just pulled up any old thing out of the field and says, well, I'll just take this to God. And do we do that, Darren, when we come before God? Just bring him any old thing. When we should bring the highest and the very best of what God has given to us.
Yeah, but he was a gardener, wasn't he?
Yes, I think God would have regarded his gardening thing if he would have given his prized possession, if he would have given his very best, but he had no regard. And I see what you say about the blood sacrifice. That is so very important. But some of our offerings are not blood sacrifice, and yet God does see our first fruits. And we're going to talk more about the first fruits. But the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? Now, for some of you who have never tithed, you have gotten angry. You've gotten angry with God. You really have. And your countenance has fallen. You've gotten depressed. See, what follows anger is depression, Darren. I believe part of this depression package, people take prescriptions for depression, but I believe the root here is an anger they have for somebody, unforgiveness and an anger that swells up, and then they become depressed. Because here he says, you can master it. Cain, you can master this anger and this depression that has resulted from you not doing, not being obedient in your offering. And some of you have not been obedient in your offering. You've just put in pittance when you could have put in your very best. You've gotten angry because God has not met your needs or not helped you in your situation. But what have you done toward God? Have you given God the best? God loves to give. Do you? God's a giver. Are you? And we need to look at what we're doing. But God says you must master this weakness. You can do it, Cain, and if you do well, not well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you can master it, Cain. You really can, and we say that to you today. You can master this.
Well, our money, too, represents the sweat of our brow, our time, our sacrifice of our strength and so on, working for an employer some ways, and none of us are really self-employed.
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
We all work for God.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree with that profoundly.
So we're not out here in an island to ourselves. But we see this over and over. In fact, we met with a couple last fall, and we shared with them, look, you really need to tithe. They hadn't tithed. And just yesterday, I got a phone call in the office, and they said, oh, my husband has started tithing. Our finances are turned around.
Oh,
the bank was about
so
to take
good
our,
to hear.
Our,
yes.
our farming equipment away from us. They never did.
Oh. Praise
well, what God.
God
is saying is, get me involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we give, I don't care how little it is. If you get a dollar, give 10 cents.
Absolutely.
But show God, look, I'm with the program here. Now, at first, you may be tithing just as an act of your will. You made a decision. You say, I'm supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. It says this in Scripture. I'm supposed mm-hmm. to tithe. Mm-hmm. And some of you say, well, that's an Old Testament concept. But tithing came in before the law.
That's right.
And tithing was still
a covenant concept.
Yes.
We have a covenant with our God. We have a wonderful commitment and a contract with Father God before he even brought the Ten Commandments and the law. And that was to give him back what we, with a cheerful heart, with joyfulness, Darren.
Well, I know right now, Barbara, we have some listeners saying, oh, Darren, you're just like all the preachers. You know, all they want is my money. No, all we want to do is get
money.
You blessed.
That's right.
And we have challenged people in the last couple of years, tithe. Tithe the first 10%, not the last 10%,
right.
the first
10%. That's
and
right.
What that does is that says we have an attitude in our heart of respect and gratitude to God, and we're believing what he says. Mm-hmm. And I love what it says here in Malachi chapter 3. Now, this is for us. This is not for God. This is for us. It says bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, not half of it,
mm-hmm.
not three-fourths of it.
That's right.
Don't figure it after all your expenses.
You know? That's right. Don't pay all your bills first.
You know,
first.
We're getting blessed on the gross because we tithe on the gross.
Darren, we're getting so blessed. Hallelujah.
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house and test me. Now, this is the only time in Scripture I know where God says test me. It's test me now on these financial issues he's saying. Try me, test me. Says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, pour out for you a blessing until it overflows, and then I will rebuke the devourer. Some of you, the devourer is absolutely eating your lunch.
That's right.
You can't get ahead. You say, how in the world can I tithe there, and I can't even pay my bills now?
Try it.
Let me tell you, get God involved. Get God involved. Start tithing, and you watch him do things supernaturally for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean supernaturally, and we've seen this. In fact, I was laying in bed the other morning praying and saying, God, you know that we need some breakthroughs here. That day, did he ever give us breakthroughs, supernatural breakthroughs in the area of our finances and some other things?
Mm-hmm.
See, God wants us to trust him. And I could say to him over and over, God, I know that you know that we're tithers. I know, and get this now, here's a couple scriptures to put together. Jeremiah 1:12 says he watches over his word to perform it. Well, God, I know you're watching over Malachi chapter 3. You know that I'm a tither. You know that I tithe on the first 10% of every dollar that comes into our house. I know then that you're opening up the windows of heaven.
Oh, hallelujah.
So over my head, the windows of heaven are not brass.
That's right.
They're not closed.
They're open.
And
for
you
me.
And we see this, Barbara. He is rebuking and devourer for us.
Oh, he is.
Over and over. In
I'm
other
so
words,
blessed.
Folks were saying it works.
Yes.
Do it. It works.
And we used to do the other. We really did.
Yes.
We didn't give the first fruits.
That's right.
First part of our marriage.
That's right.
We just kind of threw it at God. Here's some money for you.
And
I
knew
he's
better.
He's not a dog to throw
better.
Scraps at. He's the Most High God. He's our creator. And we need to treat him with respect and love and reverence.
Amen.
We can't throw in the bones and all the leftovers.
Well, let me pray on behalf of our listeners. Father God, I pray for some of our friends that have not obeyed this law. And have not been blessed because they didn't obey it. Mm-hmm. Now, Lord, give them the understanding of tithing. Tithing is for us.
Mm-hmm.
Tithing is for us. It's an opportunity for us to plant seed supernaturally and see it blessed, and that we might have a miracle harvest. So, Father, we need that. Because of that, we're going to go and do it your way. We're going to plant that first 10%, Lord, in ministries that feed us. Lord, that where we get our food, the storehouse where we get our food.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, I thank you for that in the powerful name of Jesus, wonderful privilege of planting in your garden and receiving back the harvest.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in